Everybody listen up. Here we're shooting another scene of action frames. Now get to your positions. Lightings?
Ready.
Cameras?
Clear.
Figurants?
Clear.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, action.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for listening to today's Action Frames. This is Apollo.
And this is Rebecca. We're here to present you with the latest Info Express.
This November is a really feast for movie fans. We already have Doctor Strange, Billy Lynn's long half-the-time work on the screen.
Speaking of Ang Lee's new film, Billy Lynn's long half-time work, have you seen it?
Not yet, but I have known the story.Billy Lynn is a 19-year-old army specialist fighting in Iraq. After he and his comrades survived a tense battle, they are celebrated as heroes and brought back home by the Department of Defense. In the United States, they go on a promotional tour across the country, which ends in a halftime show. There, Lynn recounts the tragic memories of the war and losing his surgeon in a firefight.
You know what?It's sad we can see it in only 5 cinemas in the world, because this film used an unprecedented shooting and projection frame rate of 120 frames per second in 3D at 4K HD resolution. It is the first feature film ever to be shot in such a high frame rate, over twice the previous record and 5 times the standard speed of 24 FPS.
120 frames per second, 3D, 4K, wow, this must be a total visual feast. I heard that we can see the 60fps version in the cinema.
Actually, this film received mixed reviews at its premiere in the New York Film Festival. Fans were moved by the story and acting, but the high frame rate drew some criticism because it makes the film so real that the scenes become kind of weird.
Seeing is believing. Well, let's turn our attention to the movies that are going to be released in the theater. If you are a fan of Harry Potter, don't miss the movie Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, written by J.K. Rowling, which will be shown on November the 25th. The film will be the first installment of a series of 5 films. That is to say, the magic world which J.K. Rowling creates will last in the next few years.
The story was set in 1922 New York. A wizard named Newt Scamander arrives in the city to research and rescue magical creatures. Potential disaster strikes when some of Newt's beasts are set loose in the city and Newt is tracked by Makuza. Then the adventure of Newt and his new friends begins.
I just can't wait to see Eddie Redmayne in the film and the magical creatures, which I can hardly imagine how fantastic they must be.
Another film I'm looking forward to is Allied, starred by Brad Pitt and Marianne Cotillard. In 1942, an Allied agent, Max, and a French spy, Marianne, fall in love after they disguise as husband and wife in an assassination of German ambassador.When they return to London and are involved in an unexpected spy mystery, the love between them begins to change.
Wow, spy, couple, and mysteries. Sounds like another version of Mr. and Mrs. Smith. It's such a pity to know about Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's divorce, but just as the saying in the curious case of Benjamin Button goes, we're meant to lose the people we love.
Yes.The movie we'll talk about later is The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. Stay tuned for more information about it. This is Rebecca.
This is Apollo. Bye.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time.This is Action Frames.
Hey guys, welcome to today's storyboard. This is Surprise.
And this is Echo for you. Today we're going to talk about the touching film starring Brad Pitt, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Hey, you know what? I really love the movie. I feel like a shocking journey of soul during my watching. When I finished it, I was deeply attracted by it. It was indeed a good story, however, with an unhappy ending. I was so sad and frustrated, and I feel so sorry about the situation between Benjamin and Daisy.
Yeah, the film tells a story about Benjamin's growth, but it is different from others, because Benjamin is growing up backward. He was born with old appearance and growing younger and younger, and at last becomes a baby died in his lover's arms. The same as others, Benjamin met many kinds of people with different characters in his whole life, such as Mrs. Sybil Wagner, who was an opera singer, and Sam Wagner every day, the old man who was struck by lightning for 7 times, and Elizabeth Abbott, who was falling in love with Benjamin. Some people grow up in the river, some people have been struck by lightning, and some of the music has a remarkable talent. Some people are artists, some people swim, some people know how to button, some people know Shakespeare, and some people are mothers, but also some people can dance. He experienced a lot of things, the desperation with his family, other persons looking down upon him, the closest people's death, and even the war. I think his life is complex, but complete. He suffered a lot, and he got a lot.
Oh, why did you say that? Any details?
Well, for example, his kind mother Queenie. She has brought him up and taught him many skills. He has love, kinship, and friendship. But the gap between his appearance and his inner part still has caused many problems in his life. And as he suffered a lot, he understood a lot. You could be mad as a mad dog at the way things went. You can swear and curse the fates. But when it comes to the end, you have to let go.
That's true. And I think the most beautiful thing is when Benjamin with his wife Daisy and their daughter Caroline playing together. I was moved by Benjamin's and Daisy's love. The several years that Benjamin stayed with his wife was the happiest time in his whole life. Good night, Daisy. Good night, Benjamin. They greet each other every night. They can do everything together. They are so happy. But when their daughter came to the world, Benjamin started to worry. He thinks that his look will affect Caroline's life. It's not fair to the children. It's not fair to a child. I don't want to be anybody's burden. He thinks he'll become a burden for his wife and his daughter. So he decides to leave them. He sells all of his property and leaves all the money in order to make sure his wife and daughter can have a good life. And his love to them never stops.
I love the story because it makes me understand more about what life is, and I feel so lucky that I can enjoy my life. Whenever what happens, we should pay our attention to it and try our best to solve it, because we never know what is coming for us.
Life is like the travel, beginning as born, ending as death. During the travel, we will meet many people and may suffer a lot. Sometimes it's happy and sometimes it's painful. It's just an experience, no matter how long the travel is, we should enjoy it, even when it's harsh. And that's all for today's storyboard. I'm Surprise.
I'm Echo. For more information on the amazing movie The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, stay with us on Action Frames.
See you!
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
May I have your attention, please? I'm Benjamin in The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. Today I will tell you something about my extraordinary life as a flashback. In the following minutes, you'll hear how my mother adopted me, and the talk which led me to being the brother for the first time, and how Daisy and I separate and reunite with each other.
Clip 1.
It's awful nice out there. Come on out back for a moment. Take your mind off things.
You're so bad.
What in God's name?
What's this? Oh, the Lord done something here.
Hope I didn't hurt it not stepping on it like that. We best leave that for the police.
Poor baby.
I'll go.
It's for sure nobody wanted to keep it. Come on, baby.
Queenie, where are you? Queenie?
Hold your water. You'll go deal with it. Okay, now go. I'll be back.
Queenie, Apple. She went and messed herself all over again.
Jane Childress, start her a bath. And mind your own business, Mrs. Duffery. You'll be missing yourself soon enough.
Somebody stole my necklace.
Okay, all right, Mrs. Hollister. I'll be right with you, okay? Go on back upstairs, here. You're as ugly as an old port. Wish you steal a child of God.
Queenie, Apple, she won't take a bus without you.
Mercy, I'll be right there. Okay, you just wait right here for me, okay?
My sister gave me those purse. I can't find them anywhere. Somebody's been stealing my jewelry.
They're right here, Mrs. Hollister. See? Right around your pretty white neck. Now come on, hush all that noise. Is Dr. Rose still here?
I don't know.
Clip 2.
Come here. Can you, still get up?
I do every morning.
The, old pole, huh? The high, hard one?
I guess.
When was that the last time you had a woman?
Never.
Never?
Not that I know of, sir.
Wait a minute. Now, you mean to say you've been on this earth how many years, but you've never had a woman? Damn, that's the saddest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Never?
By Jesus, you are coming with me.
Clip 3.
Daisy?
Who told you?
Your friend, why me?
Very kind of you to come all this way to see that I was all right.
You did the same for me.
My God, look at you. You're perfect. I wish you hadn't come here. I don't want you to see me like this.
Her leg had broken into 5 places, and with therapy and time, she might walk again, but she never does. I can't take you home with me. I want to look after you.
I'm not going back to New Orleans.
Then I'll stay here in Paris.
Don't you understand? I don't want your help. I know I'm feeling sorry for myself, but I don't want to be with you. Try to tell you that in New York, you don't listen.
You might change your mind.
We're not little children anymore, Benjamin. Just stay out of my life. You want to know where I've been?
No.
How come you didn't write or nothing, just disappearing like that?
It was something I needed to do for myself.
Yeah, well, I never took you to be the selfish type. I hope you're not wrong. I'm usually not wrong about people.
Good night, Mama.
Good night, baby. You all have fun.
You haven't said 2 words.
I don't want to ruin it.
Clip 4.
And every day, I would stop by to make sure that he was comfortable.
You just ate.
No, I didn't.
You just finished eating, Mr. Benjamin.
Don't think I don't know what you're doing. You're all fucking liars.
He doesn't believe he just had his breakfast.
Now, why don't we see if we can find something else for you to do, huh?
I have a feeling there's a lot of things I can't remember.
Well, like what, sugar?
It's like this is his whole life I had. And I can't remember what it was.
It's okay. It's okay to forget things.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
An 8-year-old girl had a panic attack.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's Action English. This is George speaking.
And this is your old friend Apollo. Are you frozen in this cold day? Hopefully not.
Do you still remember the phrases and expressions in V for Vendetta last week?
Today, we're going to pick up some new phrases and expressions in the curious case of Benjamin Button this time.
Get a notebook ready. Let's start.
No slouch yourself.
这句话是 Mr. Weathers 称赞王 Queenie handsome 以后 Queenie 对 Mr. Weathers 说让我瞧瞧你也不赖呀 Slouch 本身的意思是无精打采的样子在这里用 aunt 否定表示你看起来也很精神的样子大家以前学到的 handsome 一般是称赞男士的可是这里 Mr. Weathers 也用来称赞 Queenie 所以妹子们如果被男士称赞了 handsome 不要觉得奇怪哦这其实是很正常的你可以用 you are no slouch yourself 回复哦
在词典中对 slouch 的解释是这样的 If someone slouches, they sit or stand with the shoulders and head bent so they look lazy and unattractive So try not to slouch when you are sitting down 让我们再来造个句子更好地理解一下 slouch 吧
He is good at chess and no slouch at bridge either.
他擅长棋类，桥牌也非弱项。
好的，下面让我们来听下一段原声。
Miss Wolf, a single cane back straight as an arrow. What elixir have you been drinking?
Thank you.
这一段是发生在 Mrs. Fuller 和 Benjamin 之间的对话。Benjamin 说：“你好，富勒太太。
”Mrs. Fuller 说。一根拐杖背也直了你吃了什么灵丹妙药
Benjamin 说谢谢夫人
这组对话中是不是有一个词特别陌生 elixir 在这里是灵丹妙药的意思字典里的解释是 an elixir is a liquid that is considered to have magical powers 而 elixir of life 是长生不老药的意思让我们造个句来理解一下它
Now the king began to distill the elixir of life with their aid.
现在国王开始在他们的帮助下提取长生不老药。
没想到外国人也有灵丹妙药的传说呢。如果一个人发生了巨大的改变，你就可以对他说 What elixir have you been drinking? 来表达你的惊讶，以达到厉害了我的歌的效果。
现在让我们听听第三段原声吧。
Couldn't take my eyes off of you.
这是 Benjamin 为大家提供的撩妹指南他对 Daisy 说我从头到尾都在看你你真是太迷人了 Mesmerizing 在字典里是这么解释的 If you are mesmerized by something You are so interested in it Or so attracted to it That you cannot think about anything else 这个词语在英语里本身就是一个比较文艺的比较有难度的词汇所以当你说出这个词的时候逼格就刷刷的往上升了呢有没有觉得 get 到了撩妹或者撩汉的新技巧呢让我们来造个句练习一下吧
When you sing, your perfect tune is mesmerizing
当你歌唱的时候你完美的曲调如此迷人
下面让我们来听最后一个片段吧
Some people were born to sit by a river Some get struck by lightningSome have an ear for music. Some are artists. Some swim. Some know buttons. Some know Shakespeare. Some are mothers. And some people dance.
在结尾处旁白说有些人生来就注定可以悠闲地坐在河边有些人会被闪电击中有些人会音乐有些人是艺术家有些人是游泳健将 有些人懂纽扣，有些人懂莎士比亚，有些人是妈妈，有些人是舞者，而有些人像 Benjamin 一样与周围的人截然不同，逆向生长。每个人都有他们特殊的天赋，但天赋并不是一切。
词组。
Oh yes, yes. 大家注意到说，有些人懂音乐时，旁白说的是 have an ear for music， 这是一种很形象的说法，拥有一只给音乐的耳朵。同理，也有 have eyes for something 的说法，表示对什么东西有鉴赏能力。让我们来造个句子。
You have a delicate ear for music.
你很会欣赏音乐。
让我们来回顾一下今天的四组 phrases and expressions。 第一段是 You are no slouch yourself。 第二段是 What elixir have you been drinking？ 第三段是 I thought you were mesmerizing。 第四段是 Some have an ear for music。 这其实是 Benjamin 给大家提供的撩妹指南，不信把它们合起来就是 You are no slouch yourself todayWhat elixir have you been drinking? You have an ear for music that is mesmerizing. 记住了吗？
Anyway, hope you can all find your true love, even you are as special as Benjamin. And remember, when God closes a door for you, he will also open a window.
That's all for today's Action English, and we'll have close up coming next.
Stay tuned!
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hi everyone, I'm your friend Priscilla.
And I'm Helen. Nice to have you listen to our program in such a freezing evening.
How does it come to you to mention the weather? Have you any idea how far we may go on the topic? Oh dear, it's really cold as here.
Don't worry, I know what to say when I mention the coldness. Do you think that our leading actress today has at least a little bit similar quality as the winter?
Well, it makes sense. After all, we are talking about the one and only Kate Blanchett. Oops, did I bring it up too early?
Not at all. After all, she had so much worth talking about.
Then we shall start now with her first career. Unlike some other actors we talked about in our previous programs, who began their careers by accident, Kate received a strict acting training in National Institute of Dramatic Art in Australia. After graduation,She played many classical parts in Shakespeare's works, which helped her attain rich stage acting experience and first reputation.
But out of Australia, the name Kate Blanchett was first known worldwide with the movie Elizabeth in 1998, with a new image of Queen Elizabeth I. She was nominated as the Best Leading Actress by Oscar.Audience were all amazed by the cause and strength she has shown beneath the fragile and pale exterior.
I can't help notice that she has this special historical quality, and it's not only from 16th, 17th century style like Elizabeth or Cinderella, but almost any time. She can be as elegant and dignified as the 15th Lady Carol.Meanwhile, as bold and forthright as a 40th Hollywood actress in The Aviator. Speaking of The Aviator, there is so much to say.
Well, I think we can really say something about that. At first, the director Martin Scorsese intended to give the part to Nicole Kidman, who unfortunately had no time for the movie. So Kate was quite surprised to receive his invitation to be Katharine Hepburn,the true legend in Hollywood's history, also Kate's idol in The Aviator. At first, she was not sure how to play this role right, but then Katharine Hepburn herself, who was already 96 years old, expressed her satisfaction with Kate. So Katharine passed away before seeing the movie. Kate never failed her idol, nor the audience, and naturally, he won an Oscar reward with this role.
Every audience has witnessed the greatness of this actress. Indeed, she can handle all kinds of roles. From a dancer is a man who cried to a single mother with a superpower in the gift. From the refined elf queen in The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit to a broken rich woman in Blue Jasmine. She can always bring new surprises to the audience.
It's such a funny thing that if you look at her face, she may not be the prettiest one in her movie. Just look at her partners, Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, Rooney Mara, but you can never take your eyes off her. No wonder the director of Elizabeth gave her highly compliments. At the first glance, I saw the quality of a great actress.
She is really great, isn't she? So great that I don't care to talk about her private life and gossip.
Then there's the good news for you. Kate Blanchett hardly has scandal and gossips that can be confirmed. You see, behind the screen, she lives a quiet and peaceful life. She even doesn't have so-called Oscar divorcing curse.
So, apparently, she is not the favorite one of journalists. But I think that's how great artists should be, right?
Exactly. So, no gossip today. Still, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Welcome to the most serious part of the whole program, TikTok Talk. This is Charlotte.
And this is Elva. And today we'll have a discussion about the movie The Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Come on, cheer up. What's wrong with you?
I am doubting my life.
Where I am. Who I am. Where to. Life is so interesting, for sure.
Is there something that stimulates you two?
I just finished the movie The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, directed by David Fincher. David Fincher is definitely a genius. The whole movie is just like a poetic essay. Only when you put yourself into the plot can you feel the charm of it.
So I think we should spare more time to explore the deep meaning of it. For example, the time, the life, the universe.
Wow, you mean it's the movie that switched on your philosopher mode?
I think I'm not ready to join the chat. I'd like to recall the movie again.
Let's go, Elva. Goodbye, my dear audiences. I'm Charlotte. This is today's
Hey, wake up. We're recording. The Curious Case of Benjamin Button is indeed our topic today. Just don't go away, okay? Gosh, I must let the editor delete the parts that are out of control just now.
Well, I'm still immersed in the Benjamin Button's poor life, so I'm not sure I can handle this.
Maybe that's what we call the sense of immersion.
Actually, we're not just simply chatting, as this program is, after all, the most entertaining part. We need to show the audience the energy of youth.
Of course, we're still young, except you.
Or you may be just like the protagonist, Benjamin Button. You're growing younger, and in the meantime, your mind is getting obstacle.
Did I do something wrong? It seems that everything's going wrong today.
Have you got any idea that you forget something?
Or you're just too anxious in your life to remember that you're supposed to do in present days?
Your words are complicated. I have no idea what you want to emphasize.
Your name!
Oh, I forgot it. I'm Jake. Maybe we should start it all over again.
I think it's not necessary, because...
It's not about how well you play, it's how you feel about what you're playing.
Absolutely right. I remember those lines you're from an old woman who taught Benjamin to play the piano. Her passing away has taught Benjamin what death means.
So, what on earth you guys want to say?
Continue, this is TikTok Talk. Everything can happen in this part. We can't just waste our time because...
Maybe one day we'll know what it means to miss somebody. To death.
Seem that you were still in the movie, but come on, it's TikTok Talk. We have to make it optimistic, funny, and energetic.
Frustration is unavoidable. You should face it normally.
Benjamin looks old when he's young, which makes him run into a lot of troubles. Maybe we should learn from him, take it for granted.
No, as an experienced host, I will not let mistakes happen in our program. What about this? Let's just not talk about the time, the life, the universe. Instead, stick to the movie. Now, what's your impression about the movie?
long but worth seeing?
That's it? Don't you get a lot to express?
The film is just indescribable. I just love it.
Yes, we remember starting watching it in the afternoon, and before I knew it, it's dark outside.
But the film won't make you bored if you pay your attention in the 3 hours.
How time flies.
And Benjamin's and Daisy's happiness also flowed away with a stream of time.
They finally encountered the overlapped period of ages. But time takes it away harmlessly.
Stop right there. Okay, it's my fault. Oh my god, this is the most difficult and embarrassing TikTok talk I've ever participated in.
Buddy, you look pale. Does the reality net you down?
Maybe you can imagine that you are the one who have the opposite life.
You mean I'm getting younger or becoming older? To be honest, I think the life of Benjamin is still a tragedy. He has to give up what he loves because of his strange direction of life.
He grows younger but getting older. But when we are getting older, we may be still as young as before.
I think that what David Fincher wants us to think about, the life, the time.
Excuse me, I feel a little dizzy now. This situation is so challenging. I may need a little rest or... No. Stay focused, you can make it, Jake.
Maybe all you need to do is to recall the movie with us.
The whole movie is developed in a fancy style. Except for the Benjamin strange life, other characters also play an important part in the movie.
Does anyone have the impression of the man who was struck by lightning 7 times?
He's an unlucky, but also a lucky guy. 7 strikes of lightning can't kill him.
But it's just a suggestion of Benjamin's life. For example, the man being struck on the roof represents Benjamin's falling in love with Daisy at first sight.
And when the man is struck the 2nd time next to a mailbox, Benjamin's love is hurt by Daisy's grandma.
I didn't realize that. It seems David Fincher really has put a lot of thought into the movie. I think I should go back and watch it again.
And the clock that runs backwards is also a suggestion of Benjamin's life. At the end of the movie, it runs again.
Time is so interesting. An ending is another beginning. Did you get it, Jake?
Where am I? What am I doing with these 2 psychos? I'm not going to continue this recording. This is Jake, and I apologize that I really have to leave. Goodbye.
Jake leaves. What a mess.
So let's end this. This is Charlotte.
This is Alva, and don't forget the coming up Grammy.
Bye!
Bye. I admit defeat, then I move my feet. My history will never be repeated.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, my dearest friends. You're listening to Grand Fun, and thank you for your attendance. I'm your host, Jake. Today, we're going to introduce the original soundtracks of The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. The Curious Case of Benjamin Button is a feature film inspired by the famous writer Francis Scott Fitzgerald and directed by the extraordinary director David Fincher. It tells a story about Benjamin Button, this eccentric who's in violation of the laws of nature, born into this world with the image of an old man and lived his life of the younger and backward growth of strange life trajectory. Alexandre Desplat wrote the soundtrack in the movie, and he is the master in this kind of area. He has won a lot of nominations and awards for his fabulous and outstanding ability of composing movie soundtrack, including Golden Globe, Oscar, etc. The way Desplat composed music for movies is not in collaboration with picture in the movie every single second. He's more good at elaborating the mood of the movie in a mediative style, so he created the quiet, smoothing, but heartbreaking music to interpret it the theme of this movie, depression. With blues and jazz, Desplat once said, "This film has everything a composer could ever need. A good film with a wonderful composer makes it classic." It's worth, it's never too late, or in my case, too early. To become whoever you want to be, there's no time limit. Stop whenever you want.
You can change or stay the same. There's no rules to the thing. We can make the best or the worst of it. I hope you make the best of it. I hope you see things that startle you. I hope you feel things you never felt before. I hope you meet people with a different point of view. I hope you live a life you're proud of. If you find that you're not, I hope you have the strength to start all over again. There are the lines from the letter which Benjamin's daughter finally read these words her biological father wrote many years ago. I think this is the most moving scene in the whole film. You have to let go, let things go, gone with the wind, and have strength to start all over again. Benjamin Sims had spent his whole life trying to let go and encouraged her daughter to start differently and live differently. The soundtrack here is narrative and lyrical, and it drives the plot and renders emotion. Here it plays an important role in character building. The plot developed and emotion rendering. Like Benjamin, everyone has his own way to spend his life. Some people are born to sit by a river. Some get struck by lightning. Some have an ear for music. Some are artists. Some swim. Some know buttons. Some know Shakespeare. Some mothers. And some people dance. Daisy came to the nursing home. She finally saw Benjamin after such a long time. But at that time, Benjamin was a child body with an old spirit, only remembered the piano his friend had taught. Benjamin was playing selfishly. The Scott Joplin waltz, a scena, a concert waltz, repeatedly appear in the film. Here, with the helpless sad, and in the last scene of the movie with the lines above, his magical life ended. It's like the last words he was trying to say to Daisy was, "Good night, Daisy." Benjamin read out a monologue in a calm tone and put the symbols of those who appeared in his life. We read about others, we can see through ourselves. The Curious Case of Benjamin Button is an outstanding feature film. I hope you all enjoy this movie and the music. That's the end of our program, Gramophone. Thank you for your company. See you next Saturday in Action Frames. Good night.
Cast for today.Producer,
彭敬贤 Alva.
Anchor,
葛嘉诚 Jake.
吴希远 Apollo.
Journalist,
廖安然 Charlotte.
许和芳 Echo.
苏林涵 Helen.
吕月萌 Joyce.
周佳怡 Priscilla.
罗韵佳 Rebecca.
王惊喜 Surprise.
一个人的时候，听荔枝FM。